sex is no longer a dirty word. Where I plan to educate you, stimulate you, and take you places that you've never been before. Welcome to my world.
Topic, very interesting.
Well, which one? Because you didn't give me no prep. So,
the one with the picture I put up. You know, I was, you know, I found that. I didn't think that so many men would come like and agree like that. Why so many men feel like it? Which I can see why some of them, I can see why they would feel like that with some of us, but I feel like they generalized us way too hard. Some of them, not all of them, but I feel like they came at us kind of like, you feel me? A little harsh. I know some of us is a little twisted, but dad, all of us are the bad.
Not that bad, man, but it's some fine tuning can definitely be done. I tell you that.
I get it. This is my biggest thing with the whole black man, I'ma date white women because of blah, 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 blah. For one, love is love. You shouldn't be dating her because you don't like us. Date her because you like her. Date her because you like the way she looked, the way she treats you. Like, don't date her because of this. Because for one, you knocking her too lightweight. Because mm-hmm. You're saying if we acted right, you wouldn't date her. Like, you lightweight. And I don't know how these women who's dating these men take that, because he's lightweight saying if black women didn't act like this, I would still date them. I'm only dating you because they acting like this. That's a shot. And I don't think that they realize that that's a shot at them. But I do think the whole, okay, they kept pointing out, it was pointing out our attitudes. I'm not going to listen. I might get beat up. I do agree that a lot of us sometimes tend to carry too many chips on our shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
And it does come off as, we don't even realize it, but it does come off to the world with an attitude. When mm-hmm. we got chips on our shoulders, it comes off in a negative connotation. When we start talking, it comes off negative. We start feeling certain ways about certain things, it comes off very negative.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows in our voice and our actions. I do think that we have a little bit, but I don't think some of us do it on purpose.
All right. So here's my thoughts on everything, man. All right. Like I said, I don't like the comparison between black women and white women.
Right.
I don't think it's, you know, because I think then it always leads to, oh, well, white women are just as bad as us, or white women do it too. That doesn't make sense to me. At the end of the day, you know, why are we not focusing on, why are we not being accountable, and why are we not focused on correcting what needs to be corrected? Whether you are black woman, black male, whatever the case may be.
Right.
We all need a lot of improvement. You know, our attitudes, our, you know, negative attitudes, whatever we've been through in our lives, bad relationships, whatever the case may be, we all need to be there for each other. And the divide is crazy. You know, that can't scare me. Yeah, the divide is crazy right now. In our race. And so that's what I would like to see improvement. You know, let's work on our attitudes. You know, if black males aren't treating black women right, let's work on that. If black women aren't treating black males right, let's work on that. But not this old, like we're justifying the fact that we do it and everybody else does it too. That's bull.
And you see at the end, that was exactly what my last status was. For one, I think that we tend to, well, okay, since I'm a woman, black women, well, all men are this, man did this, I ain't have no daddy around when I was growing up, so I'm this. Okay, well, we're grown people now. We can't keep blaming stuff on our fathers and stuff of our past. We have to let that go, for one. For two, we have to work on ourselves. We have to take accountability, because if we keep running into the same type of men, then maybe it's something we're doing. Something we're attracting. We don't think about that part. We want to keep throwing it on them. And then men do the same thing. They want to be like, well, women are this. Well, maybe it's you. Like, why do you keep on having these same type of women? What are you doing differently? And men don't realize, a lot of us don't realize, we get stuck in types. If you go back and look at the same type of people, it's something about them that's similar, very similar. And until we change that, we're going to keep getting the same results, but it's that's our problem. We don't take, like, that's your thing. You know you off that accountability. We do not do that.
No. And that's and that's it, man. It's like at the end of the day, like, you can't keep on justifying your actions. At some point, as an adult, you have to correct what you're doing. You know, it has nothing to, you know, I didn't grow up with a father. That doesn't mean that I can run around being an asshole all the time. Or that doesn't mean that I can lash out at everybody. And then, you know, when they say, well, what's your problem? Oh, I didn't have a father, so you need to deal with it. That's not the case. You know, and we always tend to fall back on something. You know, oh, I'm the way that I am because my last girlfriend was, she verbally abused me or whatever the case may be. At what point, okay, you learn from it, you don't make the same mistake again, but that doesn't mean that you can take that out on the next person or whomever else tries to get in your circle or tries to get in your life. Now they have to pay for the mistakes of everybody that hurt you in the past. I think that's a weak excuse.
It's a very weak excuse, and I think that what people don't realize, what a lot of people lack is when we do go situation to situation, we don't take the time to reflect on that past situation. Like, we throw the stones. Man, he was horrible. We never sit and be like, well, what did I do? And that's I use my last relationship as an example. Like, he couldn't get a job. But at the same time, the stuff that I was doing, I was like helping him not get a job. I was hindering a lot of the situation. And when I look back, I'm like, well, if I was him, I wouldn't have got no job either. You feel me? She gonna do all this and she gonna accept. I wouldn't have did it either. And I'm like, but I figured out what I was doing in that situation. But I reflected. Before I try to jump into something else, I had to reflect on what I'm doing with this person. And we don't take that time. And that's why we keep on throwing the stones. But people use the childhood excuses all their life. Oh, well, I'm from the hood, so I got to act like this. Oh, well, this is what I've seen growing up, so I got to be like this. When do we stop? Like, when do we stop using everything as an excuse? After a certain age, it's out the window. I don't care what happens to you no more.
And that's what I'm saying. You know, it needs to be less justification and more accountability.
Exactly. You know?
And that's what, and I always tell myself, whenever I tend to be attracting the same type of woman, or, you know, if I see that the women that I'm meeting are very similar, I always feel like that's a reflection of me. You know, I'm attracting who I am right now. You know, so it's something I need to tweak inside of myself so I don't attract these people or whatever. Because I'm a big fan of energy. Like, I feel like the energy you give off is the energy you're going to receive. You know, so if I'm not giving off the correct energy, then the people that are going to be around me at that time are going to be giving off the same energy that I'm giving. So it all starts with us. We have to correct ourselves, man. You know, I can't hear the whole, you know, my first baby daddy, he wasn't nothing. My second baby daddy, he wasn't sheesh. My third baby, you know, at some point, when does it fall back on you to say, all right, you know, I need to start making better decisions. I need to change who I am. I need to work on who I am. You know, so
that, like when you said that energy thing, like when you do have that, people are attracted to certain confidences. So you can tell when somebody carries a certain confidence about them. You can tell when somebody carries a certain depression about them. You can tell, like, you really can, like, you can look at somebody and be like, he a confident person. Or you can look at somebody and be like, her self-esteem is shot. Mm-hmm. And it does come off like that. And people do tend to slip in when it's like that. People tend to slip in at the right time. Like, them type of people, you're not, if your confidence ain't here, or if you're not feeling yourself, if you're going through some things, you're doing some, your energy is going to attract the type of people that you don't want.
Yeah.
And the fact that, but the fact that you keep accepting them type of people, you know off top, you can meet somebody and kind of tell what kind of person they're going to be.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell. Like, people wait years to figure this out. I'm like, you didn't know that, you didn't read the signs from the last time you did this to this time to this. I don't even tell people no more. Listen, that's our biggest downfall, period, as a people. Until we figure that part out about us, it's not gonna work out. It's very irritating.
Yep.
It's very, because on the post, like you see on the post though, you see I ended up saying it because I feel like at the end of the day we did was play the blame game with each other. But how are we gonna get somewhere if we don't support each other? We can't get nowhere. If we gonna keep it's women, black women, this black men, it's black, it's all of us. Y'all can't hear it. We bickering back and forth like we 12-year-olds.
Yep, man. And I'm gonna tell you, that's what I'm saying. It like even going back to that post, in regards to that athlete or whatever he was saying about black women or whatnot, or why he doesn't date black women. Like it's not a secret. There are black women out there that are closed-minded. There are black women out there that are selfish. There are black women out there that are stubborn, whatever the case may be. You know, why not work on those things? Why not get to a point to where that you can, you know, if you're closed-minded and narrow-minded and everything always has to go your way and your opinion is the only one that matters, why not work on that? You know, we have everybody is marriage material. Everybody is wife or husband material. Right. And truth be told, I think 98% of the people out here for real are not prepared to be married. You know, are not in a position to be married. Right. So, but then people are closed-minded and people think, you know, I have all the answers or I've mastered the relationship, so you can't tell me anything. Nobody wants to learn anything anymore. Everybody wants to, everybody knows everything. Everybody has all the answers. And then when you try to tell them something, it's almost like, you know, it's automatically defensive. You know, already know. So, no, you can't tell me that. I'm telling you, as long as you don't want to learn something, you're going to always be in the stuck. You're going to be stuck in the same position your whole life.
And a lot of people are not willing to learn. And I, you know what's funny, though? To say is I've ran into a lot of that with educated people. Like people who went to college and stuff and have degrees, I've ran into a lot of that. And they are, it's like you can't teach me anything because I have a degree. I don't care what you have. You can still learn something. We all, like, you never stop learning. I don't care how old you are, how wise you are. There's always something that somebody else knows that you don't know. And you always have to be willing to learn. But I do think that, I'm not going to front my people, my girls. I do think that as black women, because I can't answer for nobody else because I'm black, you feel me? But I do think as black women that we do tend to, and I've been guilty of it, you know what I'm saying? We do tend to, when it comes to men, we do get real defensive. And we do get stuck in our ways, and we don't try to change, and we do get like that. And I do think that it's time. We got to grow up. We too old for that. Like, you have to be willing to. I've been there. But at some point in time, when do we start opening our minds and realizing, well, maybe I can switch this up. Maybe I don't have to be like this. I don't have to, because we do run away the wrong ones. You're not supposed to run. You're running away the good one. He's just trying to help. But because we get, and then we get stuck in that whole independent phase. Listen. Independence is overrated, okay? Whatever that is. You can be codependent with somebody. You don't have to be a complete dependent. But working together, what's wrong with that? Like, when did that become a... I don't know when women got in the mindset that I have to do everything by myself. I don't need a man for this. I don't... Hold up, player. Hold on. Because it's okay to need a man to do some things. It's okay. Like, it's not the end of the world. I think they feel like when they need a man, it's supposed to look like they're needy or something. Are they weak? And we don't understand that that's not weak. That's just life.
Yep. And I'm going to tell you, man, anything, if you go back as far as time stretches, everything that was created with a team, you know, other than Earth. You know, if you're a Christian and you believe that God was the creator of all, that's the only individual that created anything. You know, even our government, you know, yeah, we have a head, we have the president, but we also have people that fall under him to help. You know, so this whole mindset of I can do it all on my own or I don't need anybody's help is crazy. You know, of course we need people's help. You know, I don't know everything. You can help me with something. You can point me in the right direction. You know, you can be my confidence. You can be my, you know, right. when I'm down, you know, you can be my motivation to get back up. It's a lot of things you can offer me. You know, why would I want to go about doing anything alone when I have somebody there next to me that can help me? That, you know, makes no sense to me, but I
don't know where it came from. Like, I don't know where, when it became a big deal to need somebody. Like, it's okay to work as a team. It's okay to to depend on somebody, like to be codependent. It doesn't make you weak. I don't know where we got that being single is being strong. That doesn't mean anything. Listen, I can handle it by myself, but listen, frankly, I'm okay with a man to come in my life right now and help me do this. Listen, because take some stress. Who wants that stress to keep on having this mindset that I got to do it by myself? That's stressful, dog. Like, it's overrated. Like, who did this? We got it. You've been single. You handle your business. Now you can let a man into your life. It's okay. Because he can't do everything by himself either. It's like...
I'm telling you, it's the media. The media, when they show black women, like, even as far as, you know, look at this, the supposed strongest black women out there. You have Oprah. You hear Oprah's accomplishments, but you don't ever really hear what part Stedman plays in it. You know, I'm not 100, I didn't never really watch the Scandal show, but from what I got from it, was she single in that show?
She was a mistress. Basically,
you know what I'm saying, so it's you never really see family, you know, and I'm not saying that because I think that Blackish show, I think that, you know, promotes the black family, but yeah. Prior to in these past 5-6 years, everything has been, you know, black women do it on your own. Black women do it on your own. So then when people see that, they get, you know, they beat that into their heads. It's an
recipe
for destruction. I'm telling you,
subliminals they keep throwing at us. And you know what's funny, though? Even though we don't see what Stedman does, Stedman's still around for a reason. She ain't keep it. And that's what people don't realize. Just because they not showing him, Stedman, you don't keep a man. Like, you don't keep a man around who's just some type of bum. Stedman's around because Stedman handling business behind closed doors. I don't care what happens.
Thank you, man. Stedman's doing something. In some capacity. That man, ever since Oprah had that talk show, has been in her life. He's there in some kind of capacity, man. You know. So I don't know.
Her psychiatrist, her doctor. Listen, he probably everything behind closed doors that everybody needs when they get home. He's probably everything. I'm pretty sure he's adding to her business too. He probably sure. Accounting for all I know. You feel me?
You know.
But like you said, they don't necessarily portray all of that. Like
and it never said,
Blackish. The Cosby Show portrayed us as a family. Yeah. The Cosby Show helped. Blackish is definitely helping now. You feel me? I mean, I think that women should sit back sometime and realize it's okay. So you don't have to completely. I get it. A lot of you seen your mama be strong, but if you ask my mama, she'll tell you, listen, she did it, but she's tired. Who wants to be? Listen, she's tired. She's like, I did it, but dad, it would have been lovely to have help.
Like, I'm telling you.
Being a single parent is okay. We get points for it. Cool. Listen, it would be dope to have another parent in the household. I don't care what nobody. It would be the dopest thing ever because when you got to stress to figure out this, and yeah, we do it, but do we really want to? No, who really wants to do that?
And you don't have to, you know. And like I said, we all need to step it up. Like at the end of the day, like the first thing, like these posts come up, and the first thing I see is deflection. Oh, men do it too. Oh, well, what about what men do? Or we wouldn't have to do this if it wasn't for this kind of guy or, you know, and then I see insults and judgments. And then I see, you know, everything but accountability. Everything but, you know what, just let me sit here and listen. Or the first question that comes to my head would be, why do black men view us this way? Why do they think of this? And I never heard that question. What is it that we do that makes you think this? You know, give us some examples of things that we do that makes you think that we are closed-minded or judgmental or whatever the case may be. You know, but no, first thing is, oh, well, black men do it. The reason we're like this is because of black men. Or, you know, if it wasn't for weak men, then we wouldn't be this way or we wouldn't have to be. You know, just listen. Listen and work on it.
And I do think that, and see, that's why I did this live too, because I didn't answer no questions either. For me, I usually don't answer too many questions. I go back and forth, but I usually don't answer much. But as black women, we not stupid. We not dumb. We really not. We know exactly why men tend to say that. And like I said, it's not all of us, but we do know why men come at. We do know why they feel like that. Just like black men know why they feel, why we feel like that. And that's the thing. We know. Black women have been tend to, the good guy always gets, the good guy always ends up last. We have let him end up last way too long because he doesn't look perfect or he's not something. I don't know what it is about the good guy. But for some reason, we tend to ignore him. You know what I'm saying? We do. our attitudes, we do come, sometimes we do need to know when it's time to have attitude and when it's not. And it's okay to smile. It's okay not to have attitude all the time or to yell at a man all the time when he comes home. Because I think a lot of times when men come home, they do, I think that some women nag them. I've seen it where girls are just yelling at him. I'm like, hold up, chill. Like give him a chance. He ain't even did nothing yet. Like, but some of us do just like to be mad for no reason. Like, it's like you wake up to be mad. And we not stupid. We know these things. And I, like I said, I only put it up because I didn't like the generalization of it, because I'm all about date who you want. I didn't like the fact that he put all that out there. I'm like, your mama's black. Like, don't dog us, because that's my thing. Don't dog the people who you are still a part of. You're still us. When you have kids, people are going to see them as us. And I don't like that. Don't knock us like that. But as women, we should fix it. As men should fix it. Like, men say that the women are not the same anymore. Well, the men aren't either. None of us are the same. This is 2018. Back in the day, let's be realistic. Why did women shut up and not say anything? They had no money. They was broke. They couldn't go nowhere. Now we all making money. We all doing this together. Listen, we all should be paying bills if we're going to be together. Let's all make this money. Let's pay these bills. Let's keep this house together. Like, that traditional stuff just does not always apply here. It can apply for whoever wants to. But traditional does not always apply in this day and age. It just doesn't. Like, we're not traditional people. We are different.
Yeah, and you brought up good points. Now, first of all, disclaimer. Now, I'm speaking on behalf of black men right now. All
right.
If you want to date outside of your race, that's fine. Date because you love someone. But don't let your reason. That's weak to say I'm only dating another race because I don't like how black women act. That's weak.
Right.
You know, if you're a white, Asian, Mexican, Hispanic, whatever you are, if you want to date somebody in that race, that's cool. Do your thing. You know, that's all for, you know, love that person because they're a person, not because of the color of their skin. But don't bash black women and then turn around and say, oh, well, because now that's when this inferiority complex comes about, you know, because now black women are going to say, oh, well, you know, I'm not as good as a white woman because our black men are running to these white women. That's not the case, because, you know, now we're bashing you all. That's not the case at all. You know, everybody's an equal playing field. Everybody's equal. If you love a white woman, love her because you love her as a person, not because of the color of her.
They need to hear that more often. And black women need to hear it, too. When black women say they're not dating black men no more, just date a white man because you wanted to date a white man. Don't keep on dogging a black man ain't this. You don't know all the black men in the world. The black man you dated wasn't, and listen, let's be honest. The black man you dated might not have been shit to you. He might be the shit to somebody else. We can't say that. We can't. It might not have been right. Like, people just don't accept that sometimes it's just not the right situation. So we have to get over that. Sometimes we just ain't meant to be together. And that's okay. Like, it's cool. Yeah.
And
people grow and change. Like, I hate when people tend to think that, oh, he was a dog, he cheated on me. But people grow and change. He might have had that right. You might not have been that woman that was gonna get him back. This woman here has changed him.
Yep.
You feel me? It can happen.
And I'm gonna tell you this: a lot of that comes from trying to force a square peg into a circle. You know, at the end of the day, you can't force a relationship on somebody and then turn around and say they're a dog because they don't react the way that you want them to react. You know, the one thing I noticed with a lot of these relationships is we seem to write the narrative out before we even get into the relationship.
They do.
We want everything to play out. In our mind, everything is playing out a certain way. You know, but when it doesn't play out that way, then the other person's the dog, or the other person wasn't shit. You know, when at the end of the day, you probably forced that person into doing something that they really didn't want to do. You know, they probably didn't want to be there anyway, but it was, oh, it's so important that we move in together. Oh, it's so important that we put a title on things. That person might not have been prepared for that, whether it be male or female, because we're both guilty of doing it. That person probably wasn't ready for that situation. You know, so that doesn't automatically mean that Brandon's a dog because he wasn't doing the things that I thought that he was supposed to do. Or Brandon's not sheesh because he's not doing the things that I think that he's supposed to be doing. You know, maybe Brandon doesn't really just want to be there.
Hey, timing is everything. And see, but that prime example is the reason why anybody I used to talk to, we still cool to this day. Like, we can still be homies. We can still talk. We can still speak. Because as time grew, it's just that we just wasn't meant to be together. You feel me? It just wasn't happening. Like, my exes are married. I'm happy for them. Them girls did something for them that I didn't do. But they, one of them thanked me. He was like, "You got me here." But that was my purpose for you, to get you there. My purpose wasn't to be with you, apparently. And we have to realize that sometimes our purpose is just not to be with these people that we come across. And that is perfectly fine. It might hurt at first, but get over it. Once you get over it, like, us keep on dragging each other's name through the mud and all. That's play. Like, that's stupid to me. Yeah, that's dumb. Everything that we go through, I feel like half the stuff we do is very dumb. And so we realize that our soulmates out there, that just wasn't our soulmate. Just wasn't the, and I think, like you said, a lot of people tend to settle in relationships because, well, she wanted to do it, so I'm going to do it for her because I won't hurt her. But then you end up in a situation where it's friction and it's a horrible situation, and now you got to hurt her anyway.
Yep, and now you drag. Now you have kids. Now you have, you know, debt with each other. Now you
stand because the kids. You ain't trying to leave because the kids. Yeah. Now you just stuck, and it's like, I didn't really want to do this in the first place.
Yep.
We have to open our mouths and just let people know that. But we have to be adult enough to receive that too. When somebody says it's just not right,
You cannot force it, man. You know, and that's what and I'm gonna backtrack a little bit. Back to now, I'm gonna put this now. I probably will get cussed out. I'm okay with that.
Okay,
for whatever reason, Black women tend to equate being strong or being a strong Black woman to being and nasty. Being nasty isn't strong. You know, so you know, better not nobody be in my inbox, or I don't know why all these people are sending me friend requests, or, you know, being rude to people, all this, that doesn't make you a strong Black woman. That just makes you undesirable in people's eyes. You know, that makes you the bitter woman. That makes you the angry woman. You know, strength doesn't come in. Being polite is being strong. Being courteous is being strong. Being receptive of things that you may not necessarily agree with, but at least you can respect somebody else's opinion, is being strong. Shutting people out, you know, being rude, doing all these things doesn't make you a strong person. It makes you a nasty person, man. And I think we have to define what each one really is. You know,
I completely agree with that. That ain't gonna get you cussed out because it's true. I mean, it's very true. Like, I don't know why some women are just, and then they make statuses about their inbox. Like, why all these men in my inbox? Well, maybe you just thought she was cute. Just say, maybe it was something. You don't have to be evil to her. Like, you don't have to be, you know, screenshotting the inboxes and all that stuff. Maybe he was really genuine about something. Like, you know what I'm saying? You never really know. Like,
exactly.
You know, just say, I don't want to talk to you. Thank you for your interest. Let's keep it moving.
Exactly. Something.
And but like you said, that is called being. But there are a lot of us that are like that, and that is so disturbing. Like, there are too many of us like that. And I'll be the first to admit, like, I'm a friendly person though, so I don't really do that type of stuff, because I'm friendly with people. Even if I'm not interested, I'm gonna be cool with you. I'm gonna let you know I ain't. We can still be cool though. That don't mean we can't be friends. You might be the best friend I had, and who's to know down the line I might be interested. But I'm not going to be nasty and rude and blast you on Facebook and put your inbox out here. It's been plenty of unwanted inboxes I've had. I'm still not going to blast you. I'm just going to tell you I won't talk and keep it moving. You feel me? But I can see that a lot of us are all on my timeline. They in different, and I've even seen it in the singles group. I've seen a lot of it from men and women. It's a lot from men and women. There's a couple of men in there that'll be like, something about it's all y'all. Listen, sweetie, you never gonna get nowhere with that, because you keep blaming everybody else. You're not gonna get nowhere. And if she keep blaming all of them, we ain't gonna get nowhere. All that stuff, that and that attitude stuff, boy,
it's,
you
gotta go, man.
That nasty is a horrible thing. That nasty attitude.
Yep, but see, and I'm gonna tell you, those usually be the main people that always say, I'm a strong Black woman, or A man is weak if they can't deal with a woman like me. Those are usually the nasty women that people don't want to deal with. But now men are being emasculated, and now I have to be weak because I don't want to put up with your nasty attitude. That doesn't make me weak.
That's
why I asked the question on your post. What is the definition of a strong black man? Because at the end of the day, you know, nobody's going to put up with your shit. And the people that do deal with you are the ones that smack you upside your head when you're talking all that shit. You know, so I don't get, like, and Sherelle has a good point. Like, at the end of the day, like, when you hop on these groups or on your timeline and you post and talking about, I wish all these niggas would get out of my inbox. I wish all these people would, you know, quit writing me. Now you make yourself unapproachable. Now you put yourself to a point to where somebody that you may have really been interested in is not even going to get in your inbox or not even going to approach you, because now they're going to think, oh, well, you know, she's just going to cuss me out, or she's just going to try to embarrass me anyway. Like, y'all females have got to stop doing that, you know. And I'm sure males do it too.
But why do you want people to know how many people's in your inbox anyway? Why do you want to make it look like that it's 1,000 people in your inbox? That's going to make you an...
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Meanie at Night. And as always, sex is not a dirty word. Sex is okay. Sex is fun. Have sex. Like Nike said, just do it.